I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A couple of weeks ago, I wrote what I thought was the definitive guide to how to sign off an email and was confident that I'd laid the matter to rest. Yet I've just received an email that's given me pause. It was signed off, Audere est facere, which is the motto of the Tottenham Hotspur Football Club and means to dare is to do. I don't like football. I don't like men who go on about their football teams. I don't like cheesy exhortations. I don't understand Latin. But there's something about this that appeals to me. In fact, I find myself strangely drawn to other football mottos. I like Berry's motto, Vincit omnia industria. Hard work overcomes everything. And I like Blackburn Rovers, Arte labore. By skill and hard work, even more. Schools have some stirring mottos too. A couple of years ago, Gordon Brown was much mocked for quoting his motto, Usque conabor, I will try harder. Yet it seems to me that this is the best possible advice for every school child and for every Prime Minister. An even better motto is the startlingly honest, Nous maintiendrons, which is French for we will keep on keeping on. These mottos, though wonderful things in themselves, have a lot to answer for. The Victorians who thought them up were unwittingly laying the foundation stone for some of the most questionable practices in management. They were to blame for mission statements and were the beginning of the self-help industry. My own school motto at Camden School for Girls was Onwards and Upwards, which as 14-year-olds we thought screamingly funny. Yet this sentiment is responsible for thousands of self-help books that say in about 50,000 words what the motto says in three. Traditional mottos are good not merely because they're brief, but because they come from an age that was pre-touchy-feely and pre-bullshit. The newer ones show a shocking falling off. A primary school in North London has recently dreamt up the tiresomely wet slogan, Together, everyone achieves more, which spells team. Traditional mottos are also strong enough to survive ridicule. At William Ellis, the boys' school over the road from the house where I grew up, the excellent, in my view, motto, rather use than fame, was subverted by the cool boys who inked over some of the letters so that it read, rather you than me. Latin is hugely helpful in giving a motto some oomph. This is partly because it lends an air of sophistication, learning and tradition. But it's also because most people don't have the first idea what it actually means and so have to go to the effort of finding out. Once they've done this, any banality in the actual meaning is camouflaged. But the biggest advantage is that it's quite impossible to be naff, vague or moronic in Latin. Consider one of the most naff management exhortations, walk the talk, translated into Latin and you get res non verba, which is elegant and profound and is the motto of a private school in Yorkshire. Companies should learn more from these school mottos. It's no coincidence that the best company slogan of all time, Avis's We Try Harder, is almost exactly the same as Gordon Brown's school motto. The motto of Eton College, Floreat Etona, or May Eton Flourish, might be sickeningly self-serving for a school in which boys still mince about in tailcoats, but would do nicely in the corporate world, where making a company flourish is what the game is all about. Floreat FT has rather a good ring to it. This leads me to suggest that all mission statements should be translated into Latin, and any that proved This leads me to suggest that all mission statements should be translated into Latin, and any that proved impossible to translate should be scrapped. We aim to add value to our external shareholders, would have left the man in a toga scratching his head, and therefore has no place in the modern world either. I've decided that I need a motto for the top of this column and the bottom of my emails. I've been toying with Vox Clamantis in Deserto, which means a voice crying in the desert, and is the motto of Dartmouth College in the US. But I think it's a bit self-important and not right anyway, as I'm neither crying nor in a desert. So instead, I've created my own. In English, it is to call a spade, but I've just got someone to translate it into Latin for me, and I'm quite delighted by the result. Nomina rutrum rutrum.